Pimp Talk is back. It's been a while. Oh my God, I'd have missed you guys. I swear to God, I'd have missed all of y'all. Y'all, man, look, I'd have missed y'all, man. Not gonna cap, I miss coming on live all the time. And I've been getting shit together. I'm finna start doing a lot more of these. Pimp Talk is back for the fall. You see what I'm saying? And I'm gonna go ahead and start off with, I got some brand new observations for you guys. I got some, hey, it's a lot of motherfuckers that need this topic. Y'all, hey, hear me out. Don't just click off this thinking I'm trying to be funny. I got some information for you guys. Y'all hear me out. I know it's early, but when you do research like this and you get epiphanies, you see what I'm saying? Hey, you better, hey, y'all better take heed to a young nigga warnings, okay? I'm finna teach y'all something today, all right? So, a lot of you niggas is in these hoes inbox going crazy all day, every day. They ignoring you, you ain't getting the responses that you want. You are fucking up because social media has made buying box not only at an all-time high, but at an all-time safe ability. Let me explain what I mean. Okay. There is porn stars across the country who get tested and get checkups and get put on game all the time that are actively giving meetups to fans. Bet y'all didn't know that, huh? You go on Twitter right now, and some of your favorite social media models and social media porn stars and Instagram stars, they doing meetups right now. So for the price of one date, you could be fucking the bitch that you be seeing on the internet all the time. I'm not talking for all of my people that live in Dallas. There's a street like this in every city. But I'm not talking. But for my people that live in Dallas, you don't have to go on Harry Hines no more. Okay? You don't have to go on Lancaster Road anymore where the truck drivers be at. You don't have to go there anymore. It's been changed. It's been upgraded. Okay, it's been grown. And you can leave these hoes. You can get out their inbox, right? This bitch didn't hit you up. How many times have you texted yourself in this bitch's inbox this week? How many times? About 8, 10? About 10, 12? How many times have you texted this bitch in your inbox? Just for you to go to the bitch on Twitter and be looking at that for about an hour before you go to sleep anyway. Why don't you inbox her? She says it right there in her bio. Meetups, this amount. Inbox for inquiries. Serious inquiries only. Do you understand what serious inquiries only mean? Well, let me explain to you what serious inquiries only mean. Meetups and collabs is the way that posts stop from being illegal. You see what I'm saying? Because prostitution, illegal. Pornography, legal. Let me rephrase that. Let me repeat that. My bad. Prostitution, illegal. Pornography, 100% legal. So not only are you gonna get the fuck this bitch, you are gonna get to record yourself fucking this bitch, and there ain't no way you could go to jail. The bitch in your inbox, the bitch that you've been inboxing for the last 3 months does not get paid to look as good as the bitch that you could be fucking on Twitter right now. Right now! How much did you pay for your last date, nigga? You took that bitch where? Where did you take this bitch? Red Lobster costs $85. The meetup is $100. You got an extra $15? And then there's not a guarantee that you're going to get the fuck the bitch you took on this date. And don't think the porn star is doing any more fucking than the bitch that you took on this date. She just records it. That's the only difference. Because these hoes is fucking consistently. And some of them are fucking consistently and recording it. They're just not getting paid to do so. So please don't think that just because you fucking a bitch that's not on Twitter does not mean that any less amount of dick has been in her mouth. Probably the same amount. She actually can do the same amount, if not more, because she doesn't need to spend time editing the video. Hey, you niggas is eight. I'm not talking about niggas that can get hoes. Okay. Bitches pay me to collab. Okay. So this ain't for niggas that get hoes. This is for the niggas that's in this bitch inbox 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 times in a week. It's like, she don't want you. That bitch on Twitter will give you some box. That meetup is $118. It's $115, but if you pay on Cash App, you got to pay the extra $3. Just in case you got to transfer it to her bank. You see what I'm saying? So please, please be mindful. Please be mindful, okay? Because y'all is burning the money. Okay, y'all constantly in these hoes' inbox. Y'all constantly in these hoes' face. Y'all constantly berating these bitches on social media, then begging to eat their ass and begging to pay them. If you didn't beg the regular bitch to pay, if you didn't ever sent the bitch, I will pay you for whatever, why don't you go pay bitches that actually will be like, I bet when and where? I'm confused. I didn't seen it. I didn't seen it. I got a lot of female friends. I didn't seen they inboxes. You niggas be actively ready to spend bread on that box. Why not go spend bread on professional box? That's like needing a haircut real bad and going to any bitch. I mean, going to any barber and being like, I'll pay you $100. Why don't you go to the luxury barber and give him $100? Why would you do, what the fuck? I'm not finna ask one of these hoes that work at the same motherfucking job that I do. I'm not finna pay for her day at a fucking place, bitch. Do you wanna take off or not? The fuck you mean pay for your day, bitch? Look, if I pay for your day at work, then fuck, I paid for some pussy. I'm not talking about a date. I'm not talking about a date. I'm not talking about building a connection with somebody and liking them and all that shit. Nah, I'm not talking about a date. I'm not talking about going out. If you didn't ever got your day at work paid for by a man, bitch, you're a prostitute. Because a prostitute's day at work is getting paid money and then fucking. What did you do? What did you do? You got money cashed out to you, then you bent the fuck over. What does that sound like? What does that fucking sound like? I'm asking you a question. That's prostitution. So why would I make a regular bitch that don't fuck professionally do something that I could get a bitch that fuck professionally to do? I'm paying the same amount. I am lost. Why the fuck is all these bitches got meetup and collab in they bio and you not in they inbox? It's the same thing. They fuck better. If I was going to a restaurant and I had $200 to purchase a steak, I'm not going to fucking IHOP. I'm finna go to fucking Del Frisco's or Perry's You see what I'm saying? Somewhere where I could get a fucking 30-day dry age motherfucking prime rib that fucking fall off the bone when I cut that bitch with a fucking spoon. Why would I go to IHOP, eat a fucking thin-ass T-bone, and spend $200 on it? This bitch work at Kohl's for a living. She does not fuck for a living. She does not suck dick for a living. Okay? The head that you think that you finna spend $108. First off, if a bitch... Ladies, any woman that's watching this or that will watch this, in the comments, please, how much is your day at work? How much is it? How much is a typical day at work for you? If a nigga was gonna pay for your day at work, how much is it? Any ladies that end up watching this, because there may not be no women watching right now. Any ladies that end up watching this, in the comments, please. Tell me, how much would it cost to pay for your day at work? Because if a bitch wanted to pay for my day, I need $300. I'm sorry. Bitch, you gonna stop me from working to have sex? I need $300. I don't give a fuck if I was working at McDonald's at that time. You don't know how much I make when I'm at work, while I'm at work working on other shit that I'm working when I'm working. I need $300. I stopped paying for days when a bitch told me, da-da-da-da-da, I gotta work. I was like, I'll pay for your day. The bitch was like, all right, you gonna, I mean, it is $75. $75 fucking dollars, bitch, what? $75? I'll pay for your month. I'll pay for your month. $75? That's what you make a day? I'll pay for your month. You don't work no more. And this is why niggas gotta love women more. A woman hear how much you make, don't like it, and leave. A nigga hear how much you make, don't like it, and tell you quit working, I got it. This is why niggas gotta love women a little bit more than the women love the nigga. Bitch ain't doing that. All right. Bitch tell me she makes $75 a day, I'm gonna get disgusted. I'm gonna ask for her resume right then. Send me that bitch. The fuck you mean you making $75 a day? I make $75 a sale. I might do 9 sales today. What do you mean $75 a day? What the fuck do you do, bitch? You work 10 hours a day, you make $75, you okay? I know your back hurt. I know your feet hurt. 75? Ouch. I'll pay for the month. You don't work no more. But yeah, there's like active porn stars fucking in your area. Yeah. That sounded so gross, but yeah, it's literally that. It's literally that. There's no way I'm finna be messaging a bitch more than twice. That's it. I send her the first message. If I don't get no reply or no response, I might send one more message. After that, bitch. Good. Washing my hands with it after that. Because look. If I'm just there for the vagina, I'm going to tell you right now, Anthony Martin doesn't have no problem fucking no porn stars. I done dated porn stars. I done been in full-ass relationships with porn stars. They done put a nigga in the industry. Trust me, I know exactly how it worked. You see what I'm saying? I know exactly how this industry works. It is safer than a motherfucker, safer than these bitches. Y'all fucking. I can tell you that right now. The bitch that you are committing to isn't as safe as some of the porn stars that you be seeing on TV. What? They gotta be. It's their job. Yo, bitch fucking all vibes and shit. She don't know who that is. Meanwhile, a motherfucker got to get tested within a month of any shoots. Some of these shoots, you like that, they like you to have the results within a week of any shoots. When was the last time your bitch got tested? Was you there or did she just tell you? I'm every three months when I ain't even moving and grooving. Imagine when I'm putting in work. Imagine when I'm working. What? Them hoes ain't safe, niggas. Get out them bitches' inboxes, dog. First off, that box not fire like that. The hoes that y'all inboxing, I done had sex with. They're not fire like that. It's straight. That head is average, okay? Average at best. That box is decent. It's not nothing to write home about. It's not nothing to tell the kids about. Ain't nobody met my fucking daddy, trust me. So ain't no box that fire. I'm telling you right now, I've been fucking these hoes that y'all are inboxing. I know that I'm fucking the hoes that y'all inboxing because I go through their phone as they fall asleep after I finish having sex with them. Y'all inboxing these hoes. Okay? Stop. They look eh. They find on social media, stop. That box ain't there. Stop. That head damn sure ain't there. Stop. Okay? Go to Twitter. Go to Instagram. The amount that you was finna spend on that date to Red Lobster and then buying a fucking seventh of weed to smoke with this hoe plus two packs of Backwoods and $40 in gas, you could have just spent that $100 in Pornstar. Okay? Why am I going through their phone? Because I'm a celebrity. I gotta make sure that bitches have not taken pictures of my ID, my social security, or my debit cards. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not going through their phone to see if they got other niggas. Of course they got other niggas, because I'm not their nigga. They gotta have other niggas, because if they got me, then they don't got no niggas. I'm going through their phone to make sure that they ain't doing no weird shit, taking pictures of a nigga. I ain't a regular dude. You see what I'm saying? So certain shit, I just gotta make sure. And if you got the wrong, and if you fucking with the wrong nigga, he an enemy, then I can set him up at your house. You wouldn't even know I'm setting him up at your house. That's fucked up, ain't it? Nah, I don't give a fuck. That nigga shouldn't have been fucking with you. He a op. But yeah, porn star vagina. It's out here. You don't gotta worry about, they not prostitutes, because every single, and this, and this is the kicker, okay? You fuck the right porn star she posted on her social media, they wondering who you is, now other bitches is hitting you up for the free. Y'all didn't even think about that, right? You fuck the right porn star, she recorded in the right angle, motherfucker, now your inbox is exploded on fire. Now they looking like, okay, where this nigga at? I'm trying to collab. What city he live in? I'm trying to fly out. Because if you put the right work in, then a bitch gonna pay for you. You ain't paying for them. They ain't a whole lot of niggas putting in work out here in America. That's why women are paying for it. Okay? It might actually be an investment. It might not even... When was the last time you fucked a bitch and it was an investment more than just you paying? Y'all asleep. You in these hoes inbox. Y'all got me fucked up. If I ever fall on hard times, I'm still fucking. If I start fucking bitches that's just too fine, if y'all see me around hoes that's just too fine, I'm on hard times. And porn stars, stay tested. You and these girls that, yep, I mentioned that. That's facts. So I am going to say, like I said, if y'all see me with a bitch and her titties and ass is out 24/7, 25/8, I'm on hard times. Because then that means I'm not in here macking and attacking to get my own bitches. I'm like, hey, I just need something to be seen with and to be fucking. Here's 200, bitch. We finna go ahead and collab, and now I'm hitting the ground running again. Okay? I pay for 3-4 collabs, 1 threesome. That'd be by the band, right? Get all of that video footage, edit all that shit up. You see what I'm saying? Put a little hashtag under that bitch. You see what I'm saying? Put my social media. You see what I'm saying? Total blessings for anybody that actually been on a Young Nigga OnlyFans. I put that total blessings under the video. You see what I'm saying? Post that shit on the social. Now, all of them bitches, okay, that band turned into like 80,000, 90,000 views on this post. 80,000, 90,000 views on this post. 120,000 views on this post. Now, it's bitches hitting me up like, okay, I want to be a part of this. They trying to collab. Okay, to fly out to me, you pay for your own month. You pay for your own flight, bet. $150, bet. You see what I'm saying? Get your gas. We record. So now you got $150 in your pocket and a free video that you can now flip for more money. Plus, you done spent $1,000. You still have all of those original 5 videos to be flipping for money as you're making new content for free. So everything else now is just going to be profit after that first $1,000. That's an investment. You done spent $1,000 on 6 months worth of dates with this one bitch and you don't even know if she's your girlfriend yet. Hey, I'm teasing. I hope y'all listening. It's been a while. It's been a while, so I know I ain't just sat and taught like I done sat and taught in a minute, but please be listening if you listening right now. Because if all you want to do is fuck hoes, why not fuck strippers and porn stars? The best of hoes. Fucking these local bitches does nothing for you. You not that nigga for fucking a few of these local hoes. I'm telling you. You're not. Because we all done fucked these hoes. All the bitches in your area done been fucked before you did it. And they gonna get fucked after you finish. There ain't no clout to that. Ain't no credence to that. So if it's just for the box, nigga, let's go to the best of the best. If I want the best steak in the world, I'm going to Del Frisco's. I'm going to Perry's. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to the Palm in Las Vegas. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get steak of the highest of ilk. If I want to go to a fucking... If I want to see a football game, I want to get motherfucking seats at the 50-yard line. So that way I could see every single play. I could fucking hear the quarterback making audibles screaming to the players. I want to hear that shit. I don't want to be in the nosebleeds watching it on the Jumbotron. Nigga, I could watch it on the Jumbotron in my fucking house. That's what y'all doing with these bitches. These local hoes is nosebleed seats. These local hoes is IHOP steak. These local hoes is McDonald's cheeseburgers, bro. That shit regular. When was the last time you fucked a bitch and you felt like you was worth something for fucking this bitch? Not because she was that bitch in high. I don't give a fuck if that bitch was fine in high school. Fuck high school, bitch. I shouldn't even been fucking in high school. Let alone getting clout about who the fuck I was having sex with in high school. Nigga, fuck that shit. Who this bitch is now? What this bitch do now? I like fucking video vixens and shit. Motherfuckers spend money just to look at the bitch. I'm clapping that shit. And it's doable. It's doable. As long as there is money in your pocket, your dick should never stop being sucked by these fine ass hoes. Period. If that's all you need, if that's what you're looking for, because I'm only talking about niggas that's what they looking for. We done had relationship episodes. All y'all done been in a relationship episode. Fuck that shit. Some of these niggas, y'all like, we all like this every once in a while. Let's be real. Every once in a while, we get to a couple weeks, a couple months, and some of us a couple years. Well, all we trying to do is fuck some hoes. We ain't worried about none of that special shit, commitment, passion, all that bullshit. We trying to fuck some hoes and look cool while we fucking hoes. Okay? Get out these bitches' inboxes doing that. Fuck that. Fuck these bitches. It's real baddies out here all day, every day, doing what you gonna ask them to on camera. On camera, bro. For the same price as a couple dates. Because the bitch might not let you fuck night one. Bitch might not let you fuck night two. Bitch might not let you fuck night three. You done spent 3 days worth of dates. So if you get the fuck night four, you gotta add night one, two, three, and four. Accumulate those prices. That's how much that initial piece of pussy was. So if that initial piece of pussy was worth X amount of dollars, then you take that same X amount of dollars to said porn star on social media, you might even have a discount on your hands. You might. Where did you take her date one? Where did you take her date two? Where did you take her date three? Where did you take her date four? And God forbid if you bought little bits of food in between, help pay for gas in between, maybe got her kids something. And why are you in this whole inbox doing all of that? Well, you could go straight to the source of the box and you right on up in it. Maybe I'm tripping. Like, is there something wrong with that? Because I know these hoes like y'all know these hoes like I know these hoes. If y'all did, I'm telling you, ain't one porn star on Twitter fucking more than a regular bitch. These hoes is fucking, dude. And there ain't nothing wrong with them fucking, especially if they safe and if they clean about it. These hoes is fucking, my dude. Bitch tell you her body count three, that whole fuck around and be 19. And the only reason she told you it's three is because she doesn't respect you enough to be honest to you. Bitch gonna tell me what it is immediately. She don't gotta lie to me about a motherfucking thing. Why? Because I'm not gonna judge her. Because ain't shit a motherfucker done did prior to me that's gonna make me not wear your shit out when I get it. So I'm not worried. However, whatever it is, are you clean? Are you safe? If you clean and safe, you can come do what you do. Because I can tell you right now, Tiana Trump says she done fucked 400. If that paperwork is where it's supposed to be and she ready to fuck, I need that. I need it. And I don't give a fuck what not one person say on this podcast. If Tiana Trump come to me with that clean paperwork, I need that mouth. I need that box right then. Hand it to me. Put it right there. I don't give a fuck. That paperwork good? I don't get what? What? Jasmine Cashmere is a devout Christian motherfucking first lady of a church. She found a husband. She was giving up box actively. I grew up watching her give box up. She found a husband. Yet yo auntie still single. But she be singing the City Girl songs like she a real ass bitch that don't give a fuck about a nigga. Nah, bitch! Niggas don't give a fuck about you! You wasn't giving that pussy up enough. You had morals, bitch. Now you paying bills at 50. You mad. How the fuck you a woman paying your own bills at 50? I bet life is hard, ain't it, bitch? I don't give a fuck how much money you make. I bet life is hard, ain't it, bitch? Because you got homegirls that's buying the same shit you buying with another nigga money and you work every day. Maybe you... Why all the strippers get married? But all of the women that make you wait 90 days still waiting 90 years for a nigga. Did you ever notice that? I ain't never met a stripper that didn't have a boyfriend. I ain't never met a retired stripper that didn't have a husband. Never. Never. Y'all love hating on Kim Kardashian. She gets pussy up. So she's never without a husband. Ever. She make her own money. She's never without a husband. She get a pussy up. So maybe those morals and shit is fucking up your chance at a man.
Maybe. Potentially.
Okay. But fellas, don't look past the moral of this story. Stay out these hoes' inbox like that, bro. I mean, if you got game, I got game. So if I shoot my shot in the bitch's inbox, I'm in there. Ugh. Give me that. Ugh. Give me that. Ugh, real man. Give me that. I done been practicing. Okay? So I really, I got pretty good aim in these inboxes. If you don't got aim in these bitches' inboxes, bro, stop. If you really only there for some box, go get you the caviar of vagina. And go pay one of these porn stars on Twitter. Go get you the filet mignon of head. Go get you the motherfucking prime rib of pussy. Go take it over there. Especially, like I said, especially if you done told this bitch I'd pay for it. Especially if you done told this bitch I'll pay for your day at work. I'm only paying for a porn star's day at work and I'm going to work with her. We working together today, bitch. If I'm paying for your day at work, I'm paying a porn star and we both going to work. We going to work right now. We going to work. Unless a day like, had a bitch make, I ain't gonna lie. All right, don't be mad at me. I know this goes against everything that I've been teaching y'all, okay? Earlier this year, I was dating a bitch. Bitch made $9 an hour. She told me she didn't want to go to work, but she needed the money. I'm trying to see if I still got, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be one of my old school niggas. Hey, I'll pay for your day. Bitch told me her day was $59. I had looked at my receipt for my breakfast. It was $62. $59? I didn't know what to do. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I really didn't. Because I used to make $59 a day. So I remember that. I remember how that felt. I ain't want no more of that box. I just didn't want anymore. Like, I paid for the day and I think I didn't even go over there. I just didn't. I just couldn't see myself. Bitch had two kids. Like, how the fuck? How are you feeding them motherfuckers? With $59 a day, I might eat $59 a meal. I might need to call her and check on her. I might need to see if she's okay. I'm not gonna lie, I might need to see if her and them kids are, like, you know, able to eat. It's young out the pimp. I don't put no hoes on a strip, use a smooth talker, a swift hand to break down a bitch. It's the respect that I get. Energy, effort, it's the time that is spent. My time is money, so they're gonna reimburse every cent. If that don't make sense, welcome back. Welcome back. Pimp talk on all fucking streaming sites, goddammit. I'm gonna be doing a little bit of editing myself, but we're finna get a new building. We're raising money, we're finna get a new building. We're finna get a new editor, but we do need y'all's help. If anybody wants to donate to Pimp Talk the podcast, please use the Cash App, Young God ATM, and send me whatever you can. If it's 50 cents, if it's $50, if it's 50 million, I'm gonna turn it into that best pimp shit that I can and keep giving y'all the knowledge that y'all need. Stay out these hoes' inbox. I love you guys.